Dear Pastor, this one has to do with toddler modesty. I wrestled with doing this one, but James sent it to me and I figured, because it has to do with just us figuring out ethical decisions in our own life, I figure, okay, how would you guys answer this guy? Dear Pastor, I hope this message finds you well and blessed. I'm writing to you as a single father. So you got that, single father. Seeking your guidance and wisdom regarding a matter of both practical and spiritual importance. My heart's desire is to raise my son in a manner that honors our Lord. Well, that's a good starting place. Based on what we just looked at, he wants to honor the Lord. So that's what's guiding him. I'm committed to bringing his son up in ways of faith, always seeking to glorify God in every aspect of our lives. My question concerns how I should dress my 2-year-old son for church services. Now, you ladies can jump in on, and probably this resonates with you. At his young age, too, he's still in diapers. I have found that dressing him simply in a shirt, shoes, and diaper allows me to better monitor his needs. However, I wonder if this attire would be appropriate for our worship gatherings. I wish to ensure that even in something as practical as his clothing, we are respectful of the sacredness of the space and the presence of our church family. Your counsel on this matter would mean a great deal to me as I seek to be a faithful father and steward of the child God has entrusted to me. I want to ensure that our choices reflect a heart of reverence for our time in God's house while also balancing the needs of my son at his tender age. Thank you for your time, understanding, leadership. I look forward to hearing your thoughts and any guidance that you may have. So, two things jumped out at me. One, modesty. Okay, when we're dealing with a 2-year-old, typically modesty, the modesty issues in Scripture have to do with women, and we might think, you know, it's an obvious modesty issue if something is sexually revealing, it's bodily revealing, and then there's just the gaudiness. If somebody just has very expensive taste, those seem to be the kind of things that Scripture would deal with. There's just simply, you know, you start to go through Scriptures or anything about a child, anything about where a child is dressed. You obviously understand. If you're a father, you're the sole parent. Well, it's really convenient to only have the guy in diapers if you got to change that thing. That's going to be the fastest way to do it. So, you know, I guess the question would be, when, at what age would just, you know, if you have a 7-year-old and he comes in diapers and a shirt, everybody's going to say, that is not appropriate. Where's the cutoff line? I don't know. But there's that modesty aspect. But then there's also, and I think it's a question worth asking. When we start saying, like, is our hedges building a sacred place? That's the word he used, sacred. Is it the house of God? Here's the thing. Sometimes it's very common to take the kind of descriptive language that might be applied to the tabernacle or the temple and start applying it to a meeting place as a New Testament church. What do you think about that? New Testament doesn't do that. You all agree? And so, now look, we recognize that where we meet has a sacred aspect to it in the sense that God's people come together, we meet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and He has promised He will be there. But I'm afraid, and I don't know what circles exactly this brother comes out of, but oftentimes there is a sacredness attached to the building that I don't think the New Testament nor the early church necessarily applied. And in fact, I think that oftentimes when we start calling the church building a church, we are doing something also that the Bible never does. Now, I'm not saying he does that right here, but there almost becomes a sense that we begin to identify the building as being something when the reality is in the New Testament that it's the people. And oftentimes those people might be gathering out on the moors, or they might be gathering in a barn or a warehouse on the east side. And often, I mean, we meet in a building that was used as an auto parts store. It was used as a funeral home. It was used as a grocery store. I don't know if any of you know the rest of the history, but yes, other church groups met there. But it has a history like this. Is it sacred in that sense? And I think this calls up maybe the question about appropriate dress. You know what? Based on the circles you're in, there are circles, if you don't wear a tie to church, if you don't wear a jacket to church, there are circles that there is just an expectation of the way you're going to dress. Now, why do you wear what you wear? I mean, all you have to do is open your eyes. There are people that wear shorts to our church. I know some pastors that are very close to us who wear shorts and sandals to church. You know anybody like that? And so I remember early on, we had an elder here at GCC who made a pronouncement, you will not wear shorts. Now, I didn't confront him or correct him. He made that statement, I let it ride. Biblically, did he have warrant to make it? I think if you start thinking, there are things that culturally may seem disrespectful. You know, you go to some of the churches and wearing suspenders and overalls and different things. There are some places you go, and especially you guys probably noticed that when I was in the UK, my dress changed. Why? Well, because of the culture over there. Now, I could have not measured up to it, but I figured, why not? I mean, if that's what's expected there, then there's no sense. I wasn't just going to be culturally abnormal for the sake of making a statement or something. It's like, why? I mean, I can easily wear a vest or a coat or a tie all the time. It's not that big a deal. And, you know, is it functional? Is it whatever? Listen, again, I would say this. If you've got it in your mind that if you don't dress to a certain standard, you're somehow showing disrespect to the Lord, then don't do in your own mind what you think is being disrespectful. I can remember this. When we first started meeting at Hackberry, my fellow elder would dress to the hilt every single Sunday. He came from that kind of background. He was African American. He grew up in that climate where everybody dressed that way. He dressed that way. He made that pronouncement about the shorts. And I can remember that I was standing over near the front door, and a couple guys came in off the street, and they took one look at him dressed that way, and I heard the one say to the other, this place isn't for us. And they turned around and they walked away. And I just thought, okay, our goal is to reach the east side. I do not want to intentionally do anything, including the way I dress, so as to make people feel uninvited here. And recognizing that there are people running around the east side who simply cannot afford to have clothing like that and are not going to come dressed that way, I intentionally determined to dress down. Now, since I was in the UK, I intended to dress up. Why? Because that was basically accepted. When you got people coming and they're sitting out there in the pews and they were outdressing me, I just figured, and you know, you look at all the different pastors and you just recognize, I'd go to these conferences and stuff, you just saw the standard over there, they tended to dress a certain way, and I just figured, well, plus it's cold all the time. You know, here, you got a vest on and you got a coat on, you're gonna be sweating like a dog, and it's like, who wants to stand in the pulpit with, even at GCC, with the cold air blowing on you? It's like, it's so hot here. It's not 100 degrees over there. Most of the year over there, you're actually thankful to have those layers on. So, you know, part of it's being functional, part of it's being, you just don't want to be culturally aberrant just to be making these statements. But anyways, any what would you say? I know this APT, when it met at my house, James would bring the camera over, and I had a sister say to me, "Brother, you shouldn't wear shorts when you do that." And I never wore shorts after that, because I just figured, you know what, that can be a modesty issue, especially wherever the camera is and you got shorts on, and it's like, okay. There would be times, like Jeremy gave me some kind of soccer shirt. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it stood for. There would be times when James would be saying, I'd get a shirt from my stepdad after he died. And James is like, you know, that company means this or they did that. It's like, you know what? When you find out, you just don't wear it anymore. It's like people, last thing you want to do.
Yeah, someone had emailed in about that shirt. They were disturbed. Their son was bothered that you wore it advertising that brand.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't even know, I'm oblivious. But if somebody says it, well, I'm not going to do it again. Because why? I don't want it to be a distraction. James, what are you going to tell this guy? Ladies. Yeah, I recognize this guy might have been asking the question because somebody actually has confronted him. And look, it certainly isn't impossible to take pants off the little guy when you're changing the diaper. I mean, that's very doable. And if all you got to do is get some Velcro where it just hits off and you can do it functionally. If he's receiving pressure from other people that think it's inappropriate, then I would probably just figure out a way that's going to be convenient to do it really fast and get the pants off really fast. And that's what I'd do as a dad if I was a single dad.
He's starting off well and thinking, like, I want to do it in a way that honors the Lord. And you just kind of go from there. That's a great starting place.
Right. That's a great starting place. And that ought to be where all of our starting places are. I want to honor the Lord.
Yeah. I'll just say, if there's a question, then that's the answer. Like, if you have a question in your mind that it might not be, then just don't.
Exactly. And he's obviously moving in the direction where it is going to become appropriate at some point. I mean, he's, you know, is 2 years old too young to potty train?
No.
So, I mean, maybe that's the solution. Just get the guy out of the diaper altogether. But I mean, that's easier said than done when, you know, you're a single father.
He potty train at 2 weeks.
I don't know about that, brother. I believe you. I just don't know about how that's possible.